Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So just a couple of things on what Mike North told us about putting together Washington's schedule and the NFL schedule overall. So, you know, I do this stupid mock schedule every year, and I had Washington opening up in Dallas. One of the things I learned in the conversation with Mike is that there was no possibility of Washington playing in Dallas because Thursday night football on NBC is in Philadelphia. And the geographic proximity matters because, unlike with Fox and CBS, NBC's got one bank of trucks and cameras and the whole thing for their one game a week. And so they're not going from Philadelphia to Dallas. They're going to go from Philadelphia to D.C. to Baltimore to New York, or in this case, on Sunday Night Football, to Buffalo in week one. So that wasn't a possibility. Thanksgiving weekend, you get Baltimore hosting on Thanksgiving night, and then Washington, because it's so close, hosting on the following Sunday night against, in that particular case, they've got a game on Sunday Night Football Thanksgiving weekend against Denver. So that's one thing I've got to make a mental note of when I do my next mock schedule, if I decide to even do one again. Number two is, it sounds like, well, he said this, Chicago and Washington, week one Monday Night Football, was on the schedule list for a while. But the reason essentially that they took it off is because Amazon wanted Green Bay and Lambeau for sure for their first game of the year, which is week two in the Thursday night spot. They don't have week one in Thursday night on Thursday night because NBC has that. So Amazon's first game comes week two on Thursday night football, and the league thought it made sense for that to be a big time matchup between Green Bay and Washington. So once they decided and Amazon wanted Jaden against Green Bay at Lambeau as their first game, then Washington couldn't be on Monday night football. So then they had to be moved back to the Sunday night spot. And yes, Washington could have been a Sunday night game in week one, but not with a Thursday night in week two. You won't see typically a team play Sunday night football. You'll never see a team play Monday night football and then have to play a Thursday night game, especially on the road. So Washington immediately went back into that, you know, 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock window on Sunday. So Washington, Chicago was a possibility for that Monday night opener. By the way, Chicago is going to play on Monday night football with Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson to open up the season at home against the Vikings. That's the opening Monday night game of the year. I thought it was interesting that Washington in Brazil against the Chargers, because they have the Chargers as a road opponent this year, was never a possibility because, in essence, the Chargers didn't want to lose a home game in SoFi against Washington because of the excitement right now over Washington. And by the way, the understanding that there are a lot of transplanted Redskins fans in Southern California. You know, this being a very transient market, LA being the recipient of transient markets in many cases, lots of Skins fans, Commanders fans, Redskins fans in SoCal. Washington hasn't played against the Chargers in SoFi. They've played against the Rams in SoFi, not the Chargers in SoFi. We know that the Chargers do not draw well from their own fan base, so they really need, you know, fan bases to bring in their own fans, and they saw that as an opportunity. You know, or, I'm sorry, did you say something?
I said check your phone. I sent you a tweet from Jordan Schultz on Terry McLaurin. It's an interesting thing. You know what, since we're doing it now, I might as well read it. All-pro wide receiver Terry McLaurin has made it clear to the team that he's frustrated with the lack of progress on a long-term deal. As I previously reported, McLaurin unexpectedly left voluntary workouts after initially attending, and it remains to be seen whether he'll report for mandatory minicamp. McLaurin is entering the final year of his contract. Talks have been minimal. From the desk,
I'll get to this in a moment, just because it's from Jordan Schultz, and I don't know how much of that is typically accurate. I mean, we'll find out from our own beat group whether or not Terry's legitimately frustrated. But let me just finish with my thoughts on this. It's just the fact that the Chargers would not want a Washington game to go away. And then the idea that Kansas City and Dallas could be a record breaker on Thanksgiving Day. They decided to hit big and go big on Thanksgiving Day, and that may be the all-timer. You're going to have to tell me, but for some reason, when you just mentioned it to me that it's Jordan Schultz, is this legitimate source typically?
So Jordan seems to be pretty plugged in, I mean, everywhere.
Really?
I am not here to, I don't know how well-sourced Jordan Schultz is, but that this is what he's saying. And a lot of, we know this team doesn't let a lot of things leak, but when they do, they'll drop like little hints through these guys who are a little bit, have more of a national following.
Did Terry leave yesterday?
He wasn't there. I think the leaving, quote-unquote, is talking about him showing up for voluntary workouts, and then once OTAs started, he wasn't there. So I think that's kind of what he means by leaving voluntary workouts.
We'll reach out to Ben and see if Ben's got some time to jump on with us real quick.
For sure.
Because I am interested to see what sometimes, like, I, for whatever reason, and I'm forgetting the specifics, but there was a report recently, like in the last month, and the accuracy was just off because there was a part of it that was just not even true. One of those parts being that somebody wasn't even present. It didn't deal with Terry, and I'm just forgetting what it is. Look, if Terry being frustrated with the lack of progress on a long-term deal, how many times, seriously, are players not frustrated with the progress of talks on a long-term contract extension, especially as that player gets older?
I would also like my money more as soon as possible.
I'm sorry?
I would also like my money as soon as possible. So I understand. I understand where Terry's coming from completely.
Yeah, but my point is, these deals always get more difficult, and at certain positions as players get older. Now, to me, Terry is a guy you want to take care of. But let's face it, you know, Terry currently at his age, you know, we've got a player entering his age 30 season, right? He's not, you know, going to get a top five average annual deal, which would put him, you know, somewhere north of $30 million a year. You've got Chase, Jefferson, Lamb, Metcalf, A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown is the top six that are over $30 million a year. They are 25, 26, 26, 28, 28, and 26 years old, respectively. The only guy ahead of Terry making more money than he's making right now is the recent deal signed by Tariq Hill. He is a year older than Terry. And let's face it, I love Terry McLaurin, but he's never been in the category of Tariq Hill when Tariq's been at his best. So, you know, I don't know what Terry's looking for, but if he's looking for kind of top five money, I would expect the pushback. Washington has to be responsible, but at the same time, reward Terry for the player that, you know, he has been, but much more so on the player he will continue to be and grow into. Remember, like, this is, you know, good advice for anybody that is seeking any kind of compensation increase in any job environment. You don't go in and talk about what you've done. You talk about what you're going to do. What you've done, you've already been compensated for. An employer, most smart employers, that's not their concern. It's about what you're going to do. So always emphasize a future and what you're going to bring to the table moving forward rather than resting on what's been accomplished. And in this game, obviously, you know, where there is a shelf life and a short shelf life, you know, teams have to be careful. I would be shocked if there's not an agreement reached with Terry McLaurin before training camp. But at the same time, my favorite football team, I don't want them just doling out willy-nilly top five contracts when it doesn't make sense. I think we can safely say after the season he had last year, and I know this will be a conversation at some point over the summer because we've done it for multiple years in a row, where does Terry rank? Where is he on the wide receiver list? You can certainly, after his first season in the NFL with a legitimate starting NFL quarterback, he had never played not one game with a legitimate NFL starting quarterback. And there were several opportunities, but not one quarterback that threw him a pass was an NFL starting quarterback. And when he finally got one, he was sensational. And he is now in the conversation of certainly top 10, but not top 5. He's not in the class of what I would say top 2, Chase Jefferson. That's your elite high level. After that, you get a next group. Is he in that next group with 6'5", 6'7" guys? You can argue it better now that we've seen him with a great with an actual quarterback. But he might be just outside that. You know, he may be right around 10, you know, plus or minus two spots still. And then when you're factoring it into a compensation conversation, you have to take into consideration his age. But rarely, especially as players get older and teams have to become more discerning, you know, it seems to me rarely do you not end up with maybe a more protracted contract negotiation where more times than less, there's going to be the expression of frustration coming from the player's side. We're seeing it in Cincinnati right now with a 30-year-old superstar pass rusher. Now, he is wildly undercompensated at this point. And look, Terry at his $23.5 million on average, right? Isn't that the AAV for Terry's last 2022 deal? It should be. Terry's average per year, $23.2 million right now. Okay, which ranks 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16th in the NFL. It is not good enough, and he's going to get compensated more. Is he going to get $30 million or more a year? I guarantee you that's what he's looking for. I guarantee you he's looking for a Brandon Ayuk, Amon-Ra St. Brown kind of a deal. He's not going to get a Chase Jefferson or CeeDee Lamb kind of a deal or what DK Metcalf just got from Pittsburgh, you know, after the trade. But, you know, is he going to get, you know, top 10, you know, somewhere in that neighborhood? He deserves that. So we'll see what happens. But he's the oldest, you know, out there, you know, in that range. Calvin Ridley, he, you know, believe it or not, is still at $23 million. Davante Adams is at $22 million, 33 years old. Could you make the case that Davante Adams is still a better receiver than Terry? He's certainly right there. That's going to be a great combination this year. Stafford with Puka Nacua and Davante Adams this year has a chance to be really, really good in the NFC, you know, with an obvious designer and play caller and Sean McVay. So we'll see. I did not know, and I didn't see reported that Terry, you know, we knew that he was not a participant in OTA workouts, but I believe Ben told us yesterday, did he not, that Terry was present for those workouts. Did he leave? Was he frustrated with recent talks? Jordan Schultz from the Schultz Report. Sources, Commanders All-Pro wide receiver Terry McLaurin has made it clear to the team that he's frustrated with the lack of progress on a long-term deal. He writes, as I previously reported, McLaurin unexpectedly left voluntary workouts after initially attending, and it remains to be seen whether he'll report for mandatory minicamp. McLaurin is entering the final year of his contract. Talks have been minimal. We'll see if we can get more information on this. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So Jordan Schultz of the Schultz Report just had news. Sources, Commanders All-Pro wide receiver Terry McLaurin has made it clear to the team that he's frustrated with the lack of progress on a long-term deal. He writes, as I previously reported, McLaurin unexpectedly left voluntary workouts after initially attending, and it remains to be seen whether he'll report for mandatory minicamp. Joining us now is our Washington insider, our good friend Ben Standig from The Athletic. So I'll just ask you, what do you make of this report?
I don't make too much of it. I'm not going to change my stance in that this is ultimately going to, get resolved. And, this is how negotiations work to some degree, when you especially have a high profile player. A few weeks ago, as Schultz said that he put something out, he posted that McLaurin missed or wasn't there for OTAs. Yes, I mean, obviously that was true, but, there's been no other real follow-up. It's just coming from this one guy. So I'm not saying he's not being told this. I just don't think it means much more than it's just negotiations. I'm not going to – my stance has been, wake me up when we get close to training camp if something still isn't done. If he were to miss mandatory minicamp in a couple of weeks, all right, that's a little something, but – again, the players only have so much leverage, in any discussion, and putting something out there publicly to potentially help, bolster fan support and that type of deal is something that they can do. So for me, to me, this is just kind of what that is for now. I don't really see too much. I don't see too much reason to be concerned. The one thing I've said, and I think we talked about this when I was on earlier the week, that, the age might be the only thing, not that Terry's an old guy, but of the top 15 or so player wide receivers in terms of annual average salary, only Tyreek Hill is older than him.
Right.
So unless Washington is really hammering home that point in terms of a multi-year deal and, I don't know what you would point to suggest he's falling off anytime soon. But that would be the only thing. And even that, I just don't see it being a huge deal. So I'm not going to freak out about this. I can imagine some are or fans are, but I'm not going to at this stage.
Yeah, that's what I pointed out. It's just that, from the team side, if there's any truth to that, he's frustrated, it may be about, look, we want you. We want to give you a big contract extension, but you're not a top five average annual guy at this point, entering your early 30s. Real quickly, though, did Terry, when these OTA days, first of all, in 2022, just so everybody remembers, he missed OTA days and he missed mandatory minicamp. In fact, he was fined the mandatory minicamp, whatever that number was, because he didn't get his deal signed until June 28th, and that was after mandatory minicamp. But I look, you know that I was sort of non-compass last week and out of it last week, but wasn't he present at OTA days, but just not a participant?
No, he wasn't in Ashburn last week, but he had been with the team earlier in the broader context of the off-season program, being in the building, listening, being around the team. But once it became just the formal part is when he went away. So, I guess the thing, he's been with the team at points this offseason already, of the three main guys who've been away, Lattimore is the one who hasn't been around at all. The other two have been around to some degree at various points. So, I don't put, it is what it is. If he wants to, use this leverage as just that, then so be it. These are voluntary, when it happened, I remember in 2022, one thing that was unique about that was Carson Wentz was just arriving, so there was no chemistry, established. And whereas this one, obviously, Terry and Jaden Daniels are coming off a monster season. He's been in now Cliff Kingsbury's offense, et cetera. So, it's not that dire from that perspective either. And, Terry has always been, on top of his game in terms of being in shape, being prepared, and I would imagine nothing will change on that front.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This is actually going to be the first contract extension with, a good existing player that Adam Peters and company have produced, correct? We didn't have one last year.
No, Sam Cosmi, that was under this regime, right? That was last year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, corrected. I mean, much younger player, obviously, and in a different situation. I think, you know, whatever the report is and how much accuracy there is, I'm not going to delve into. I kind of feel the way you do. And I also agree with you, like, you know, I'll be concerned, you know, or it'll be an issue if we're, you know, a day before training camp and no deal's been done, which we're 2 months away from, or a little bit less than 2 months away from. But I do think now, like, part of me in kind of looking at this, because before you jumped on with me, I was looking at, you know, the salaries, and I'm like, you know, this is one of those challenging contract extensions, you know, and I even suggested that it's not unusual for older players seeking a contract extension that kind of seems deserved. I mean, Cincinnati's going through it right now with Trey Hendrickson. Now, he is wildly underpaid based on his production. But, you know, the older a player gets, the more complicated this becomes. And it seems like there is often kind of this, you know, level of reporting or, you know, truthful in sort of tone to the relationship where there's some frustration. It's going to be interesting to see how the team handles it. Because this is a guy who's wildly popular, is one of the best people you'd ever want on your roster, in your locker room, in your building, but he's 30 years old. And we are, you know, probably 2 years, 3 years max away from him, more likely than not, based on the position, him being and approaching the downside of his career. And you also, Ben, with Terry, he's an interesting conversation every offseason, but much more so this offseason after finally having an NFL quarterback, starting quarterback, to throw to him about where he gets slotted. You know, and during the break, I just pulled this up. PFF last week basically ranked the top 32 receivers ahead of the 2025 NFL season into tiers. And their tier one, which I would have had as two receivers, they had as three. A.J. Brown, Justin Jefferson, and Ja'Marr Chase. For me, Jefferson and Chase are in their own stratosphere, and then we can talk about what comes next. But they had Brown, Jefferson, and Chase in tier one. Tier two, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Puka Nacua, CeeDee Lamb, Nico Collins, Tariq Hill. And then when we got to tier three, Mike Evans, and then Terry McLaurin, along with Drake London, Malik Nabers, Garrett Wilson, T. Higgins, Brian Thomas Jr., Devontae Adams, all in tier three. Now, they had Terry ranked as the second tier three guy, which would put him at number 10 overall. But that's kind of part of, you know, the agent and the negotiating group for Washington. He's got an age thing, and then there's this perception thing with Terry. It comes up with other players as well. But don't you feel like Terry's been one of these guys that's people have viewed as very underrated, and now you got to be careful not to overrate him after he played with a starting quarterback for the first time?
Yeah, look, obviously his first, you know, several years in the league, the quarterback situation was, you know, almost comical if it wasn't sad for all of us who were watching it unfold. Now he gets, you know, what looks to be a dynamic star quarterback in this league, and he has a career high 13 touchdown receptions and so much, you know, went right last year for him. He was a third round pick when he came in, so he didn't arrive with crazy hype. The fact is, we all remember there was a lot of this talk about he's going to play special teams. How he may shine originally. You know, he doesn't have, you know, he's very fast based on normal humans. Based on the NFL, he doesn't, you know, doesn't even raise an eyebrow with his speed. He's got fine size, but he's not this hulking presence on the perimeter like an A.J. Brown or a Calvin Johnson. So, like, it's hard to distinguish, like, in your mind's eye, like, what is, you know, what's a Terry McLaurin play? He's great with the contested catches, and we all noticed that for sure, and made highlights. But I he's like, you know, he's essentially not a diva type. I know maybe that's
right.
This isn't the day to say that if you're going to be holding out, but, you know, in general, this is, again, negotiation, and he's not been that guy at all. He's you know, all about helping the community in ways that are real. I went to one of his charity events a couple weeks ago, and it was just another example of how he gives his, you know, not just his money or his name, but his time and thought to helping, you know, different parts of the area community. He obviously, from a locker room perspective, is, you know, we've heard other guys around here over the years who have been perceived as leaders who are not necessarily viewed that way to the max in the locker room. Terry is. And, you know, again, when they're talking, when Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are talking about, you know, they know what it means to be a commander, I don't know how this guy isn't on the poster. So, you know, you know, I get why he doesn't make, you know, when people say who are the best receivers and his name, I mean, 10 is pretty high, but, you know, it doesn't come up as easily as some of the others. But, you know, after what he did last year in particular, he showed, hey, give me a good quarterback and you know, watch me go.
Yeah. It's for, you know, NFL teams are different than a lot of businesses, you know, but typically in most businesses, you don't go in and pitch, you know, on what you've accomplished looking for increased compensation. You pitch based on what you're going to do moving forward. And that's, you know, there's a dynamic that exists in an NFL situation where you got to be careful, because if you don't take care of those players that have been really good in so many different ways, you can start to develop a reputation of not taking care of the players that should have been taken care of. But they've got a job to do here. You know, they've got a cap to manage, and he is going to turn 30 when the season begins. But to your point, like, there was no sign at all at any point of Terry McLaurin looking like, you know, he's towards the back end of his prime years. You know, even though by age, he's probably approaching more of the back end of his prime years. And a 3-year or a 4-year contract extension paying him, you know, what looks like very expensive today is tomorrow's bargain. You know, if he ends up getting close to what he wants, let's just call it $30 million, and he's in the top 6 or 7, you know, that'll be, by the time we get to next year, you know, barely top 10. And in 2 years, back to top 15-ish. I don't know. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get done. Let's conclude with that. You as well or not?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, when I saw the tweet, you know, before you guys reached out about coming on, I saw the tweet and I was like, okay, so I guess this is a topic for today. And you know, it changes the tenor of the conversation a little bit, because this update is more aggressive than just simply he isn't there. But yeah, I mean, look, we've already seen it on this particular player in the same circumstance, more or less. We've already seen a deal get negotiated and executed, you know, and he showed up and, you know, all was well. And we see this happen all the time around the league. You know, just Dallas had the situation with CeeDee Lamb, and then eventually got that done. And, you know, CeeDee Lamb's a guy who's like, you know, he's just, you know, several years younger than Terry. He's like, what, I think like third right now in terms of annual average salary, you know, from a overall, like, team perspective and community and locker room, you know, you can make a case that Terry McLaurin is as valuable as CeeDee Lamb, but CeeDee Lamb's younger. CeeDee Lamb is more physically imposing, and you know, that's what it is. Eventually, you know, even if that's like a point of, hey, what about, why are we getting paid the same as this guy? You know, I imagine eventually things get done. And again, I'm not here to take away somebody else's money or worth, but you know, I've been projecting in my head just like a $30 million annual average salary.
Right.
Like, you know, T. Higgins is a little bit less than that. DK Metcalf is younger, is a little bit more than that. You know, it's very good money. I don't imagine it's like going to, you know, even Washington's stubborn. I don't imagine Terry's are going, well, this is unfair, this is unlivable, or anything along those lines. So, like I said, I'm with you. I'm nonplussed about any of this until we get, you know, outside of the mandatory mini camps, and we get, like you said, a couple days before training camp, then okay, you can get me more intrigued. But right now, yeah, I think it'll eventually get done.
All right, let me go back to something we talked about yesterday, but this was before we had an OTA day yesterday. You didn't really have an answer as to how they felt. We did hear from Joe Witt Jr. on whether or not, you know, they are plussed or nonplussed about the absence and continued absence of Marshon Lattimore. Here's what Joe Witt Jr. said yesterday about Lattimore's fourth miss on an OTA day.
Okay, Marshon hasn't been here. We've been in communication with him. So when he gets here, we'll see exactly where he is from a conditioning standpoint. From a mental standpoint, you know, the coaches have been meeting with him, talking with him. And so he's a smart young man, but we'll see exactly where he is when he gets here.
So another day in the books since we talked yesterday. What do you think they're thinking? Do you have any idea? Because I guessed yesterday, I bet they're not totally pleased with this.
Yeah, so that was my question to Joe Witt, and the way I framed it was, yeah,
you ask great questions. You really do. Seems like every time I pull a soundbite, I swear to God, that is interesting to me, you ended up asking the question. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, we knew he was not there the week prior, but you know, didn't definitively know that if he had not been in the building at all. So I kind of purposely asked, what have you seen? Because the previous question I was asked, what have you seen? What player stood out to you watching? And he mentions Jerron Payne. So I was like, so, okay, to that end, what is, you know, if you've seen him, what has stood out about Lattimore? And then he says, well, he hasn't been here. And, this is all part of the deal. He's a voluntary practices, all that. But I don't know. I took a little bit from Joe Witt response to say, hey, you know, I guess we'll just see what he's like when he gets here, as, yeah, you know, maybe he should be here, right? Because it's not just that he's a veteran player who's, you know, had a lot of success in the league and is just choosing to be away. Here's a guy who, you know, got traded here last year, who missed a chunk of time because of a hamstring injuries that aren't just a one-off. This has been lingering for several years. And then, you know, the performances were at best uneven, and then the, you know, two of the three playoff games were, you know, weren't good really at all. So you would think that this would be like, hey, if I'm really motivated and focused on helping this team out, I'm showing up. Again, it's voluntary. He doesn't have to do that. He may be very well in the best shape of his career and has no issues, but the team doesn't know that. Even like Witt saying, like, you know, people, you know, we've had people, you know, in constant communication with him, suggest that he's not one of those people, and defensive coordinators got to delegate. But, you know, I would think, like, hey, wouldn't you want to be reaching out to this guy? Unless, yeah, maybe like, let him sort it out. I don't want to get into it. So, meaning if I'm the DC, so I don't want to, you know, put too much of my thoughts onto what he's actually thinking. But yeah, I just kind of took it as a little bit like, yeah, well, he's not here. I guess we'll see what happens when he gets here. As kind of like, yeah, this is not ideal.
Yeah, I didn't really have a reaction to what he said. I played it because I was curious as to what you thought. I was looking for maybe at least a hint of some sort of an expression of being irritated, annoyed. But, you know, I guess that's in the eye of the beholder. Beholder. You know, we do this every year, and I've talked about it now for a second consecutive day. Honestly, the only thing when these things come up for me is it is a peek inside the self-awareness window, the decision-making window. And this isn't a good look for Lattimore. It doesn't mean anything is in terms of whether or not he'll play great next year. There's no evidence that says that ties OTA attendance or off-season attendance to wins and losses. But when you are new in a place where you have not established what you established before, he's got a history of not showing for these OTAs in New Orleans. But in many cases, that was coming off a Pro Bowl kind of a season. He not only didn't establish himself here last year, it was the opposite of that. It was very disappointing after the trade. And now there are reasons for it. We understand that. Injuries. But when he was available, he wasn't very good. Hit and miss, best case, you know, description. With a new team in an environment that has this vibe of all hands on deck, everybody's in, everybody loves the culture. I don't know. I think it's a really small commitment to make to show up to one or two of these things if you're in his position. You know, that's assuming there's no personal issue here, you know, that he's dealing with, but we haven't had any indication of that. So I think that being irritated with it, if you're a fan or even if you are on that team, is justifiable. And clearly, he doesn't care.
Yeah, I mean, I've used this line before, but like, you know, last year, as we all watched, it was basically a Disney movie for this team. Just, you know, the unbelievable highs, and none of us were all sitting here going, is this really happening? What's going on? This is crazy. And, you know, with Jaden, and you know, it just kind of kept going on and on and on, and all the way to the NFC Championship game. The one character, though, that was like reading from a different script, at least tonally, seemed to be Lattimore. He arrived midseason. He wasn't there for the whole, you know, bonding training camp and that stretch. He hadn't been there when this team was, you know, having these big wins and getting on these rolls. He wasn't there when they spent a week together in Arizona. So he's coming in with his own baggage. And like you said, this is, you know, holding out was kind of his MO, or not holding out, but missing some of the voluntary practices was kind of his MO in New Orleans. You know, from my sense was that, you know, people who are around the team in New Orleans, like, that there wasn't any real love lost seeing Marshon Lattimore leave. Obviously, the Saints are in a bit of a different situation. You know, they're more of a struggling team now than they are a contender, so it made sense for them to move on. But, you know, there's been some questions about his, you know, how he connects with, you know, team management, what have you. And, yeah, I mean, it, like you said, I think there is a lack of self-awareness. It feels like, and I don't want to get in somebody's head and all that, but like, it does feel like Dan Quinn's greatest gift last year was having all these guys rally together, you know, these sort of like, you know, misfits trying to figure out how do we pull together, because that's the only way we're going to win. And he did it to a great degree. And Lattimore continues to feel like he's focused on his story and not the broader one, which, you know, look, I mean, to each his own. But at the same time, when you're coming off the injuries, when you're coming off those couple of poor performances, and you weren't with this team during some of these highs, then, yeah, I mean, I think it's a little concerning. And just to the broader question, for all the talk about the culture and how things have changed, and look, there's a million reasons to believe that it has. But to me, a huge part of this season is going to be now what happens with that culture when new pieces are coming in. You know, the Houston, you know, Tunsil isn't here yet. We'll see how that goes. And that's, you know, again, fine, he's not here. But part of the reason why seemingly Houston moved on from him was that, you know, the reports out of Houston have been that the chemistry in the offensive line room wasn't good, and they decided to make a change, and they changed out the guy who's the number one lineman.
Exactly.
All right, well, what does that mean? What does that mean going forward? Maybe nothing, but, you know, he's not considered to be like a leader type. So how does that fit into this ecosystem? You know, perhaps the same thing with like a Deebo Samuel, but he's showed up so far. He's done all the things that you would expect. He's a guy that is coming off a down season, heading into a contract year. He clearly seems to understand what all that means, and he's, you know, looks like he's doing all the stuff. So each player has their own unique vision and path, and Lattimore's right now does feel a bit odd considering what transpired last year.
Look, I think the league needs to do something about this. Tommy wrote about it the other day. You know, make them mandatory or don't do them. You know, because you basically put the player into a position to look bad, and even the team to look a bit foolish at times. But with that said, I think most of you people out there listening, not all of you people, but most of you people, if you were new to a company and there was a voluntary activity to kind of kick off the season or the work event, and 87 out of the 90 employees were attending, and you were brand new and you just decided to skip it, I just don't think it's a good look. And I put that on Tunsil too. You know, there's just a lack of, you know, when you're new to anything and everybody else including everybody that's been there, is showing up for something that's voluntary. I can't imagine not showing up, but that's just me. Thank you for jumping on with short notice. I will talk to you later.
Always, man. See ya.
Ben Standig, everybody. Something else Joe Witt Jr. said yesterday about the defensive pass rush and the defensive run stopping in 2025, I thought was interesting. I'll play it for you next.
All right. Ravens have signed receiver Rashad Bateman to a contract extension. It is a 3-year deal with it that includes $20 million in guaranteed, worth up to $36.75 million. GM Eric DaCosta also said that they are in introductory stages of an extension for 2023 MVP Lamar Jackson. The Pittsburgh Penguins have hired Rangers assistant coach Dan Muse as their next head coach. This hire follows rumors that Caps assistant coach Mitch Love was a top candidate for the job. The Oilers, they close out the Panthers in an overtime thriller last night. They win 4-3. Leon Draisaitl skates it off with the overtime winner on the feed from Connor McDavid. The Nats, they shut out the Cubs by a score of 2-0. Mackenzie Gore, with 7 innings pitched, struck out 7 batters, only gave up 3 hits and no earned runs. They'll continue their series tonight. Jake Irvin takes the bump. Nats on deck with Charlie and David, 6:15 on 106.7 The Fan. First pitch at 6:45. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980 and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what is trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So yesterday before the OTA session, Joe Witt Jr. spoke, and there was an interesting answer to a question that was pretty benign. He was just kind of asked about, you know, what kind of breakout player will help replace the sack production from last year that Dante Fowler had. Listen specifically to the end of his answer.
I don't think going into the year anybody thought Dante was going to have 10 and a half sacks last year. I don't think anybody in here would have said that. And so we'll have somebody that to produce a higher sack total than what's thought to be, okay? And so who that person is, I don't know. Will it be a collective of guys? I don't know. But I do feel that our pass rush will be better. I do feel definitely that our run defense will be better. Where will it come from? Which individual? It's too early to say, but it will come.
Interesting, right, that he said, not only do I feel that our pass rush will be better, I do feel definitely that our run defense will be better. Where it sounds like he's wondering where it will come from as well. I would imagine he's got a better idea than we do in terms of where he sees the run defense improving, where he sees the additional pass rush coming from. But an interesting comment. Look, Dante Fowler Jr., none of us expected Dante Fowler Jr. to have 10 and a half sacks last year. So it was great production from him. I'm kind of excited to see what Dorrance Armstrong can do off of the end of season that he had, especially in the postseason. I think Frankie Louvu in year two in this system could be used even more dynamically as a pass rusher. But yeah, the run defense too, we'll see. I mean, like I've talked about a lot over the years, there's much more variability year to year. There's much more variance year to year on defense than there is on offense. And many times, you never see it coming, and it's kind of inexplicable as to why it happened, because sometimes it happens with the same group of people. We saw in 2022 an excellent defense here. And then in 2023 with essentially the same team, a horrible defense that particular year. All right, we're done for the day. Back tomorrow. Chris is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.